Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Tesni Hashem, a psychology researcher and PhD candidate at Wits University. Good morning. I hope they're more pleasant to you than to me this morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks,
It's a rough crowd out there, and I don't really... Look.
Yeah, quite intimidating.
No, please. They mean it in the best possible way. I love and adore them, even if they are feeling irritable. And you know what? They're allowed to feel irritable, because we all do sometimes, right? And some of us wake up on a Monday morning and we think, we just want to be miserable. But now tell us about this research that is looking to develop a depression screening app specifically for the South African context. I am so curious to hear about it.
Okay, so it's not an app based, it's a website, right? So
okay.
The screening tool has been specifically adapted to the South African context. And what we see in research that's going on, you know, there's a lack of mental health resources in South Africa. There's lack of access. People are not aware that they actually have symptoms of depression, and they're just getting about it, you know, weighing them down, and they have difficulty with their daily lives, you know, routine, work, you know, taking care of the household, that sort of thing. All becomes now factors that they can't explain what they're feeling. And often you find when individuals present at a hospital, for example, they complain or not, they would express themselves as, you know, this body aches, and they don't know how to express it as it is depression because they're unaware what they're feeling. So what we've done with the screening tool is we've adapted, while it's developed internationally, to suit the South African context, where it will have items, you know, that deal with depression in South Africa. So it's not misdiagnosed when an individual presents to the hospital. So we hope for it to be open access to any South African anyone in South Africa, for example. It would be on a website. It's on a website platform, so individuals can go on, take the screening tool. And remember, it's just a screening tool. It's not a definite diagnosis. So it just gives them their risk level for depression. They need to complete a series of questions, so about 19 questions. And then it would guide them onto where they sit on this risk category. So are they low risk, medium risk, and high risk? And then who can they contact? Because often you get the results, but who do I contact? So there's a list of contact details that they can sort out for immediate support. You know, when they feel overwhelmed, the immediate support is there. So this is what we're planning to roll out to, you know, the country and easily accessible to individuals. Hence it's on, website platform. So it can be easily accessed on the cell phone, low cost in terms of data, instead of, you know, downloading the app and, you know, having that expense, data cost, just to see, you know, where you stay on this category of risk symptoms for depression. So, yeah, and it's inclusive of those South African symptoms. I mean, we look at depression, you know, the symptoms, not just for a two-week period, but over a two-month period, knowing how, you know, traumatic events happen in South Africa and individuals experience these on a daily basis. So instead of just taking the general 2 weeks, we're looking at the 2 month period, and then it will give a risk score to that individual. So they get instant feedback. The minute they submit, they'll get an instant feedback telling them, this is your score, and guide them to where they could seek out help.
The one thing that always is a concern for me, and I'm interested in your view. I run a program once a week on a Monday where we ask people in a certain group how they're doing. It's about 160 people, and we check in, and all they've got to do is really click on an emoji, tell us how they're doing, and if they're better than last week or they're the same as last week. But the concern that I have is the non-answering of that survey is an answer in of itself. But that's now within a contained group. So I can look at it and say, all right, so this person would answer every week, but for the last 3 weeks they haven't answered. Maybe I just need to check up on them because maybe they're not feeling so okay. If I follow what you're doing with this website, isn't it a concern that, or isn't it difficult to get the people that are feeling at their worst to actually engage in it?
So definitely that is a concern. But, you know, the main reason that we've done this is to create that awareness and reduce stigma. So you'll find people don't act out or, you know, go out for these services or respond because of the stigma attached to, you know, mental health and depression. So by having it on a cell phone platform, they're in the comfort of their home, they can take it, and it's empowering them. You know, a lot of people don't want to be forced to take treatment. So you empower them and give them the opportunity to say, these are the, you know, outlets that you can seek help from, and give them the power, you know, to feel that they can do something about their mental health. I think it's a lot to break that stigma because we have so much stigma. So individuals respond and, you know, don't respond for the fear of that. Also, we find that they don't access treatment because of that fear of stigma and being shunned by their community because of the mental health issues. Unfortunately, we do live in a very resource-restricted country. You know, we would love it if we could get our tool, you know, an individual screens and they come at medium or high risk, and we can, you know, get a counselor to follow up with them.
Right,
unfortunately,
of course.
We don't have the resources to do that. But, I mean, it's things that we want to consider in the future to have this available for individuals immediately that somebody would contact them. So, I mean, it's in its developmental stage. We're pre-testing the tool. But, you know, there's always room for growth. And that's what our ultimate aim is, to give access to mental health services to any individual. And, I mean, it's just, we need to grow from here. We have the app. We have the, you know, instant feedback. And we need to take it to the next platform. So we do hope that we would get to that stage. Unfortunately, resources are quite limited in the health sector. So we just want to help to break that stigma, get individuals talking about mental health. You know, I mean, depression is increasing globally at an alarming rate, and COVID has just exacerbated this. So we need to find some way to help individuals, you know, at least understand what they're feeling.
It's a very real concern. Are we doing better, though, in terms of talking about it and recognizing depression?
I think this month is Mental Health Awareness Day, yes, we're speaking about it, but we need to also equip people and empower people to, you know, to reach out, to take that care. So I think the screening tool, in a way, gives them that feeling of empowerment, that I'm not alone. You know, there is people that's out there, there's resources out there for me. Unfortunately, people are not exposed to the resources that are available. So we're hoping that by, you know, making it open access, low cost, you know, anyone can access it, and that's over 18 plus of age, we hope that, you know, it will help them access these resources.
Right.
And break the stigma.
I just want to go back to what you were saying before, because this is something that I've been reading a lot about and hearing a lot about, is that people are starting to have physical illnesses that might be depression or stress, kicked off by depression, stress, or that type of thing. Are we seeing a lot more of that?
So definitely we are, because individuals don't understand what they mean, and that's the key thing. You know, definitely we know depression can be a side effect of certain medications, and individuals can feel that way. It can be because of chronic conditions, but we need to help them manage that. And there is an increase of this. I think it's not just because of medical illnesses or physical illnesses that are presenting, but individuals are not able to express that. So when they get to a doctor or a GP, they aren't able to express what they are feeling cognitively. So, you know, it's manifesting as body pains, aches, I'm having trouble. You know, the root problem is not being dealt with because they're unable to express that. So we hope that this tool can help facilitate that conversation, you know, so you can have a targeted treatment. So when you get to your GP or when you get to a local clinic, you can tell the nurse, you know, this is what I'm feeling, because now you can put a label onto it. Like, you know, for example, if we have a headache, we can label it. You know, my head is really sore and I don't know what I'm feeling. So you can label it, and this is what we're hoping to equip and empower people that, you know, I have this, so that we don't misdiagnose and give that physical illness or physical diagnosis.
And, Tasneem, you were chosen to, you won this, it's almost a, almost like an award. I mean, you were given this grant and you had to compete for it in order to develop it. That must have been an amazing validation of your research.
Definitely. I think the grant was really eye-opening, but it's been, you know, instrumental in helping us move this project to commercialization. As researchers, we tend to forget that, you know, commercialization part of what we do research. So the program was quite difficult. It was very, very competitive. We had to do stakeholder interviews, you know, over 10 stakeholder interviews, key role players in this field. find out what is the need actually in the South African context for this. Are we satisfying the need, or are we going to meet a need by giving this product over, you know, commercializing this sort of product? So it was definitely challenging. We went through the interviews and then we had to do, you know, a presentation for various stakeholders involved and, you know, pitch our idea. This is our idea. And, yeah, it was definitely, I think myself and my supervisor were extremely excited to see that, you know, there is the need for this and it's being recognized. We don't want it to sit on a shelf, you know, in a library.
Absolutely.
But we want to get it out
to be used. At a time that is absolutely desperately needed. Taz Naeem Hashem, psychology researcher and a PhD candidate at Wits University.